Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Good morning. Good morning. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. And whoever follows me, good morning, will never walk in darkness. And then in the readings today, Jesus says, you are the light of the world. How does that work? What do you think, Eric? How does that work? Jesus says, I am the light of the world. And then he says, you are the light of the world. What do you think? That's a hard one, isn't it? That's cool. That's okay. It is a hard thing. So, my instruction said that I should use a candle, but I'm not sure I'm allowed to play with fire, even though I love those candles. Let your light shine before men. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. There he is. Say that. So that's the light of the world. The light came into the world. Why would the light have to come in the world? Was it dark? It was. He's talking about the darkness of sin. But then he says, you're the light of the world. How does that work? Let's see here. I have three mirrors. I don't have enough for everybody. I've got a little bitty one. Can somebody hold this mirror? Go ahead. You can hold that one, Ezra. And I got two kind of bigger ones for folks that are farther away. Amaya, would you like to hold one? Good job. And who would like to hold the other one? Can you guys maybe share? Okay, so for those that don't, so point your mirror at me. And those who are around you, can you guys see that? Is there a light? Is this light in any of those mirrors? No. What do you think? Is this light in any of those mirrors? What do you think, Bella? Do you see one? Do you see one? Arlo, do you see a light? Do you see this light in that mirror? Look right there. Is there a light there?
Yeah.
There it is. But wait a minute. Are you holding a light or a mirror?
A mirror.
A mirror. So here's what Jesus was saying. I'm the light of the world. And you're the light of the world in that you're like a mirror. When people see you, even though you're not me, they're going to see me. Is that a pretty cool deal? And I can even see me in there. Is that a pretty good deal? And then he goes on to say, don't hide your light under a bowl or a basket. Can you see it? Is that light still in that mirror? Where did?
I can still see it.
You still see it? Or can you see the bowl? The bowl is loud and clear in there. I knew that was going to happen. I should have got a more opaque bowl. Yeah. He said, can you see all of the light or can you see a little bit?
Little bit.
It's kind of dimmed, isn't it? Yeah, he said, don't do that, but let your light shine. In fact, set it up on a stand so that all your friends can see it. Another way that we say this, the light of Jesus, or Jesus, where does he live?
In our
hearts. He lives in our hearts, right there. Good job. And that's what he is saying. So he's saying, don't let anybody snuff that out. We won't sing the song. I was tempted to, but actually, is it okay with you guys if we sing one verse? You guys know this song? This little gospel light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little gospel light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little gospel light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine all the time, let it shine. Wow, the big kids know that one too. So the next verse would have been, don't put it under a basket or a bushel. Don't let the devil blow it out, but let your light shine. Is that a pretty cool deal? Did you know you could do that? You can let your light shine when you tell people that God loves you and that he loves them too. Should we talk to him? Let's talk to him. Dear Lord, we thank you. Thank you. We thank you so much that these guys are here. We thank you that they know you and that your light is shining in them and through them. We ask you to watch over and protect them. We ask you to use us as a church to help mom and dad and grandma and grandpa to grow them bigger and stronger in the faith. And we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.